Sig is calling from Tacoma. Hello, Sig.
Yeah.
Do I have your name right, Sig?
Yeah. Yes, that's good.
Okay.
On that osteoarthritis question she had, a couple questions there. That's only for osteoarthritis, or does it help with rheumatoid also?
Rheumatoid arthritis is an autoimmune problem, and it tends to be a little more difficult to treat just with the niacinamide. So typically we try to calm down the immune system. Many people with rheumatoid arthritis have a gluten sensitivity. I think the estimate is 85% to 90%. So sometimes we'll just, you know, not even test for a gluten sensitivity. We'll just remove that food from the diet and see amazing results with rheumatoid arthritis. But I have noticed some people respond to the niacinamide with rheumatoid arthritis, but it's not as complete, I would say, as in osteoarthritis. Is that something you're struggling with, Sig?
Yeah. How do you know if your hands are hurting, how do you know if it's osteo or rheumatoid?
Well, there is a blood test that can help determine that. Oftentimes rheumatologists will do a whole panel of tests that can determine what you might be susceptible to. For a screening, however, it might be prudent just to use the a test called a sedimentation rate, or ESR. And if that's elevated, typically you likely have some kind of autoimmune problem going on. And that's a very simple test. And you can also do a C-reactive protein test. It's called a blood test, which measures the amount of inflammation in your body. So, but, you know, with either osteo or rheumatoid arthritis, working with a physician, typically a naturopathic physician, can really work with you on your diet and food sensitivities and really help to lower the amount of inflammation in your body. And even, you know, even if you have an autoimmune problem, which can be considered more genetic, you know, you're predisposed to a genetic influence for that inflammatory load, that doesn't necessarily have to express in your body. So a lot of times dietary measures and a few anti-inflammatory supplements or anti-inflammatory diet can make a huge difference in how you feel. So I would encourage you to work with a good doc on that level.
Now, osteoarthritis, that would be while your knees are wearing out, right, and the cartilage is gone?
Yes.
So in that case...
A lot of times with people with rheumatoid arthritis will have kind of gnarly fingers there's more deposition of material in there to aggravate the joint.
So if you're doing the osteoarthritis treatment, you take the extra B, 1,500 of niacin several times a day, how much extra B should you take of all the other B vitamins?
Oh, typically 100 milligrams is enough to keep everything balanced.
Do you know if Parkinson's patients can give blood to help with the heart?
Can Parkinson's patients give blood? You know, I'm not sure about that. I kind of doubt it. If they're taking carbidopa levodopa, they might be disqualified. But don't quote me on that. I'm not exactly sure.
And one final quick question. I see advertisements for CLA. Conjugated linoleic acid to lose weight. Does that make any sense?
You know, I haven't tried that. I think it would take more than just that supplement to lose weight. That's a new one for me. I'm not sure if that works or not.
Okay, so. Doc, thank you so much for your time.
Thanks for your call, Sig.